This is Brother John Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Pray everyone's doing well. And I'm going to begin a series today. I'm going to talk about walking in the Spirit, because that's where every one of us need to be. We need to be in that place with God in a relationship that we can walk in the Spirit. So the first thing I'm going to address is the atmosphere that is around you. And I'm talking about, more than anything, about your home life. What kind of atmosphere is around you? What are you doing at home to create an atmosphere of serving and worshiping God? You know, I know all of us, we have responsibilities, we have requirements on us that we have to do every day in the natural. But we can also walk in the Spirit while we're doing these things. You know, the Bible talks about a man named Enoch and said he walked with God and raised up sons and daughters. So Enoch walked with God, but he also had a natural life, but he had such a great testimony that he was not, because God took him. In other words, he walked so close to God, he walked into a realm of the Spirit and a place where God translated him. He didn't have to go through the grave. And I believe that Enoch is just an example of many others that walked in this realm with God, and they were not, for God took them. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about creating an atmosphere around you and that surrounds you, so that your life and your dedications and your consecrations with God, and that you how you submit yourself to God, things are easier. You know, you can create difficulty in your home. You can create difficulty in your mind and your spirit when it comes to serving God and worshiping God and keeping your mind stayed upon the Lord. And there's a scripture in Isaiah 26:3, and I've got it written down here, and it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." So we need to discipline our minds and discipline ourselves on keeping our mind stayed upon the Lord, keeping our minds in that realm and in that place where we concentrate on things pertaining to God, or on the Word, or on Scripture. You know, here a while back I was teaching on prayer, and I brought out the scripture where David said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be found acceptable unto thee, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." So David was not only praying for God to be pleased with what he said, David wanted God to be pleased with the thoughts of his heart. That's why he prayed. He said, "Lord, I want the words of my mouth and the meditations that are in my heart to be found acceptable." God knows your meditations. He knows the thoughts of your heart. And so when you think on the things of God, when you meditate on them, when you read them, when you do your best to practice putting these meditations and these things that you read in the Scripture in action in your life on a daily basis, then you become pleasing in the Lord's sight. David also said, I believe it was he wrote, that when a man's ways please the Lord, he causes enemies to be at peace with him. So there's many people that are walking, or say they're walking with God, they're claiming to be Christians, but they have no peace. Jesus came and preached the gospel of peace. He came and preached a revelation of the Word and the kingdom to bring peace into your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your life. And he said, "The man whose mind is stayed upon the Lord, I will keep him in perfect peace, because He trusteth in me. Do you trust in the Lord? Then keep your mind stayed upon Him. Don't let ungodliness, don't let thoughts enter into your mind. You know, Titus 2 and 12 says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So learning to deny ungodliness, learning to deny worldly lust, and these things start in the thoughts of your heart. They start in what comes into your mind, and what comes into your mind gets into your spirit. I know that, you know, people tell me, Brother Matter, I can't control my thoughts. You can't control what comes into your mind, but when something evil or ungodly or that's not right comes into your mind, you can bind it, you can rebuke it, you can put a stop to it, and thereby you are denying ungodliness a pathway into your spirit. You are denying worldly lust a pathway into your spirit. So take these things, meditate on them as we enter into this series on walking in the Spirit. If you have to go back and review these, go back on the Facebook, on the videos. These are going to be on Facebook. These are going to be on our podcast. So go back and review these. Write them down and begin to practice the things that you need to create a relationship and learn how to walk in the Spirit. You know, I've heard people make the statement for many years, practice makes perfect. No, it doesn't make perfect if you practice wrong. Perfect practice makes perfect. So when you practice living by the Word and you get it in your spirit, that's what brings you to maturity and to a relationship with God. I pray this Word is going to get in your heart and your spirit. May God bless you until our next broadcast.